家早上好。
It is always certainly a delight to be with you and to worship and praise the Lord with you.
每次来到大家当中总是很高兴。
Let's pray.
让我们一起低头祷告。
God, we thank you for this day.
神啊，我们为这一天谢谢你。
And we ask now that as we come to your word.
当我们来聆听你的话语的时候。
That you would open our hearts to receive what your word says to us today.
求你打开我们的心门，让我们听到你的话语。
And that we would govern our actions by your word.
使我们能够靠着你的话语去行。
This is our prayer in Jesus' name, amen.
奉耶稣基督的名求， amen.
I want to speak to you this morning from Acts chapter 16.
今天我要跟大家分享的章节是《使徒行传》第十六章。
And I want to look at a very familiar passage of scripture and see what we might hear being said to us today.
这个章节大概大家都很熟悉，我们想来查考这个章节，然后来思想神对我们说什么话。
And if I had to give a title to this message, I would call it "Sounding Forth a New Sound."
如果我必须给这个今天的就是信息一个题目的话，那大概就是新的声音。
So I ask that you just, if you have your Bibles, follow along with me. We're just going to move through Acts chapter 16.
请大家打开自己的圣经。
When we find two men that we are familiar with from the Bible here in Acts.
在这里，我们看到有两个人是我们非常熟悉的。
And that is Paul and Silas.
那就是保罗和希拉。
And here in Acts chapter 16, they have come over to the city of Philippi, and they've been preaching and teaching.
他们，我们可以看到他们在腓立比这边来传讲神的话语。
Paul and Silas, this is part of a missionary journey that they are on, and they have made new converts and connected with believers there.
我们可以看到呢，他们这次是在布道，所以呢，他们使很多人归入主的名下，跟他们有了联系。
But there's something that's been happening every day that has been really, really irritating Paul.
但是呢，有一件事情让保罗觉得非常的烦躁。
In fact, it really had kind of gotten under his skin.
保罗心中觉得特别的厌烦。
And we're going to look at Acts chapter 16 and verse 16 and see what it is that has Paul so perturbed.
让我们来看看第十六章第十六节，看为什么保罗会如此的厌烦。
Verse 16 says, Once when we were going to the place of prayer, we were met by a slave girl who had a spirit by which she predicted the future.
第十六节上面讲到，有一个使女沿着面来，她被巫鬼所附，用法术叫她主人们大得财力。
She earned a great deal of money for her owners by fortune telling.
她用法术叫她的主人们大得财力。
Verse 17, this girl followed Paul and the rest of us, shouting, These men are the servants of the Most High God who are telling you the way to be saved.
第十七节，她跟随保罗，喊着说，这些人是至高神的仆人，对你们传说救人的道。
And she kept this up for many days.
她一连多日都这么喊叫。
And here we find in the story, here is a young girl who is a slave.
我们看到了这个是一个年轻的女子，她是一个使女。
And even though what she is saying is true,
即便她所说的是真的。
Because Paul and Silas were servants of the Most High God.
因为确实，的确，保罗和希拉是至高神的仆人。
What is upsetting to Paul is that the spirit behind what she's doing is coming from the devil.
但是使保罗心中厌烦的是，他在这个使女身上所附的这个灵，其实呢是个邪灵。
So even though her words are true,
所以即便他说的话是真的
There is an evil spirit behind what is causing this to come forth.
但是呢，他是被邪灵所驱使。
And so her owners have been using her ability to seem to tell the future to make money.
所以呢，他的主人就用他来得财力。
And it just reminded me that even today there are times when we see things that are true, but the spirit behind it is not right.
所以呢，这让我想起了，就是说有一些事情就发生在现在，就是这些事情看上去是真的，但是呢，在后面的那个灵不是，它是邪的。
And that's what is just troubling Paul.
这就是让保罗心中厌烦的原因。
Because he knows that this girl is not speaking on her own, but the words that she's speaking are coming from the place of the demonic spirit.
所以，因为他知道这些使女所说的话不是他自己心里面说出来的，而是那个邪灵驱使他说的。
The enemy of our soul loves to try to counterfeit what God is doing.
我们知道邪灵。总是要跟神对抗。
But whenever God is at work, there is a spirit of purity and love and wholeness that is coming forth.
但是呢，当神在做工的时候，那个灵是圣洁的。
But whenever the enemy of our souls is at work, there's a spirit of darkness and evil that is coming forth.
但是当邪灵在做工的时候，那个是黑暗的。
And so it was with this little girl who's telling fortunes.
这就那个邪灵就是驱使这个使女说用法术的那个邪灵。
She is under the power of darkness.
她在那个黑暗的邪灵的驱使之下。
And she kept this up for many days. She would follow them and just cry out behind them. These men are the servants of the Most High God.
而且呢，她是一连多日都这样子，她就是。一直跟着他们，然后就一直喊叫说这些人是至高神的仆人。
But finally, Paul became so troubled by what was going on that he turned around and said something to her.
但是呢，最后保罗实在忍不住了，他心都很厌烦，他就转过身来对那个鬼说。
And in verse 18, here's what Paul said: In the name of Jesus Christ, I command you to come out of her.
第十八节。上面记着保罗说我奉耶稣基督的名吩咐你从他身上出来。
And the Bible says at that moment the evil spirit left her.
圣经告诉我们说就在那个时候那个鬼就出来了。
So Paul here is wanting this young girl who's been exploited to be delivered from that tormenting presence of an evil spirit.
所以呢，其实在这时候，保罗把这个使女从邪灵的摧残之下解救了出来。
And by the power and authority of Jesus Christ, he cast it out.
他奉着耶稣基督的名，还有他的能力，把这个鬼赶了出来。
And what is interesting to note here is that not everyone is happy that this young girl has been delivered.
但是呢，就是说很有趣的事情，就是说，不是每个人都为这个使女得自由而感到高兴。
In fact, in verse 19, it says, when the owners of the slave girl realized that their hope of making money was gone, they seized Paul and Silas and dragged them into the marketplace to face the authorities.
在第十九节讲到，那个使女的主人。见到得利的指望没有了，就揪住保罗和希拉，拉他们到市上去见首领。
You see, they don't care anything for the well-being of this girl. She was just a commodity to them.
你看到他们根本就不关心这个使女本身她的利益，她的好处，他们只是把她当成一个货物来看待。
It reminds me of the human trafficking that is going on even in our day.
这让我想起了现在有贩卖人口的这个事情。
Where young girls are exploited and there's no care for their well-being, no care for that they're receiving enough to eat, no care for their emotional needs. They're just there to make money.
这些年轻的女子呢，被利用。 被使用，他们使用他们的人呢，不管他们的怎么样，他们有没有吃有没有穿，或者他们的情感怎么样，就是使用他们来赚钱。
I saw this firsthand when I went to Cambodia with World Hope.
我在去柬埔寨的时候，亲眼看到这个事情。
We were working with young girls who had been rescued.
我们那时候在就是去看那些被救出来的那些女孩子。
And when they first came to the center that World Hope had established, they would just be terrified of everyone.
当他们第一次到那个我们去工作的那个中心的时候，他们见到每个人都很害怕。
They were typically about 20 pounds underweight.
他们每个人大概都是就是比正常的体重还少20磅。
They couldn't sleep. They were tormented by nightmares.
他们没法睡觉，他们整天就是被那个那些不好的东西所缠绕，让他们睡不着。
And it took usually about 3 months just for these girls to understand that they had finally arrived to a safe place where they wouldn't be hurt.
我们花了三个月的时间让他们知道说他们实际上是来到了一个安全的地方，他们不用再害怕了。
And those of us who were visiting this center in Cambodia, we just scratched our head because we couldn't believe that anyone could be so cruel or so callous and have such little value on human life to treat the girls the way they had been treated.
当我们到那个中心的时候，我们简直没有办法想象说有这么有居然有那么一些人，他们就是根本不管别人的死活，就这么的漠不关心，这么的残忍。
And such is the case of this slave girl in our text today. Her owners are only interested in the profit that she can bring them.
在这圣经章节里面一样的，这个使女也是跟那些女孩子一样，他们的主人们所关心的只是说能够从他们身上得到多少的钱。
And as soon as Paul and Silas interfere with the economic capacity of that city and interfere with the economic structure, they are in big trouble.
所以当保罗和希拉来跟做的事情对这些这个社会的经济效益有损的时候，他们麻烦就来了。
Now they have been preaching and teaching here in Philippi for a good while.
他们已经在这边其实已经布道了有一段时间了。
And even though folks were, you know, upset a little bit about the teaching,
即便那些的人那边的人有时候也是对他们的所传的道不是太开心。
They were tolerating or, you know, allowing them to go ahead with the preaching and teaching. They were tolerating it.
但是他们起码还忍让。
But as soon as they began to allow their message to touch all of the surrounding structures, including this economic structure, they were seen as a great threat.
但是呢，当他们看到了这些道已经到了触及到他们的经济体制的时候，他们开始觉得说他们被威胁了。
You see, as long as we are just speaking words, sometimes the enemy of our soul doesn't feel threatened by that.
所以你可以看到，有时候如果我们只是讲讲而已呢，那跟我们对抗的灵呢，不会觉得说有多大的威胁。
But when our words, when the words of freedom from Christ begin to take effect in the life and begin to take hold, and we see that life changing, that's when it becomes threatening.
但是呢，当我们的话语开始改变人生的时候，他们就会觉得说有威胁了。
And the men who owned the slave girl, they were so mad that they, not only did they have Paul and Silas thrown in jail,
这些主人们就是使女的主人们，那时候就是觉得很生气，所以呢，他们就把保罗和希拉放到监狱，下到监狱里面去。
But they told the jailer to put them into the innermost part of the prison.
而且呢，他们告诉那个狱卒说要把他们放到内监里面去。
What we would call the dungeon.
我们叫他们就是那种像地下的那种地牢。
And here, not only did they put them in jail, but the custom was that they would strip you, and first they would beat you, and then bloody and wounded, throw you into prison.
但是在那时候，他们是把他们放到监牢里面之前呢，他们是先把他们的衣服脱掉，然后就打他们，让他们满身流血，然后才他们把他们放到监牢里面去。
And this is what happened to Paul and Silas.
就是他们就对保罗和希拉这样子做了。
They had no trial.
他们不审判，没有受审判。
So the legal system had failed them.
所以呢，没有什么合法的那个法律的渠道。
They had been stripped of their clothing.
他们当时就被脱了衣服。
And the Bible says in verse 23 that they had been severely flogged or very badly beaten and then thrown into prison.
在二十三节讲到了，他们被打得很厉害，打了很多棍，然后才下到监里。
And if ever there was an opportunity for two men to feel depressed or that they had been treated unfairly, that could have been Paul and Silas.
所以呢，这时候保罗和希拉他们蛮可以觉得说，哇，他们受到很不公平的待遇。
As they sat there in that dark, cold, and damp prison cell.
当他们就在那个非常黑暗跟潮湿的内间里面
，They could have said, "Why has God allowed this to happen to us? Why are we here?"
他们蛮可以说，为什么神允许这么样的事情发生？为什么我们在这边
？In fact, they could have really had a big pity party, legitimately.
实际上呢，他们蛮可以觉得他们就是在那边自怨自艾。
But Paul and Silas decided that they were going to master the situation that they were in.
但是呢，保罗跟希拉却用另外一种态度来对待。
And Paul and Silas decided that they were going to determine how they would respond to the situation that they found themselves in.
他们决定，他们要用他们自己的方式来对这个事情做出反应。
We can't always control.All of the circumstances around us.
我们并没有办法说总是控制我们周遭所发生的事情，对我们发生在我们身上发生的事情。
Sometimes, even as Christians, as we're walking through this life, we find ourselves in places that we never expected to be.
作为基督徒，有时候我们在人生中，我们会发现说，我们处在一个我们不想要的环境里面。
But we do have the ability and the authority from God to control and determine how we will respond to the situation that we're in.
但是呢，虽然我们没有办法控制我们周遭的事，但是呢，我们有能力，有从神来的能力，来决定说我们要如此的，我们要怎么回应。
And suddenly, right in the midst of this awful situation of being in prison.
所以呢，当时候保罗跟希拉在这么恶劣的环境底下。
I'm sure if you know anything about prison, there were probably many awful sounds that had been sounded through that prison.
如果你知道监狱的话，你可以知道说，其实那时候可能有他们周围有很多的那个声音。
Sounds of despair, sounds of crying, sounds of rage, sounds of cursing.
失望的声音，愤怒的声音，诅咒的声音，什么声音都有。
Sounds of frustration, sounds of tears.
有哭泣的声音，有无可奈何的声音。
But the Bible says in verse 25.
但是呢，圣经在二十五节里面告诉我们。
That at midnight, a different sound starts flowing through the prison.
在半夜，一个很不同的声音就在监狱里面响起。
Because at midnight, Paul and Silas began to pray and sing hymns to God.
因为约在半夜，保罗和希拉就祷告、唱诗、赞美神。
And if you can imagine, in such an awful place, in such ugly circumstances, there begins to rise up from their cell, from their dungeon, this beautiful sound.
你想象一下，就在那么恶劣、在那么 不好的环境底下，突然间有这么一个美妙的声音发出来。
And the sound of praise and singing and worship rises up to God.
有这么一个唱诗赞美的声音响起来，直到天堂。
And God sends a violent earthquake that just shakes the foundations of that prison.
所以神送了一个大的地震来，就把这些监牢的地基都摇动了。
And as a result of that earthquake, the prison doors fly open and everybody's chains, all the prisoners' chains come loose.
因为这个大的震动，所有的监狱的门都大开了，然后每个囚犯的锁链也都打开了。
And in the midst of all of this confusion of the earthquake and the noise, the jailer wakes up.
在这个大震动之间，这个狱卒就醒了。
And when he wakes up, he sees that the prison doors are open.
当他一醒来，发现所有的监狱门都开了。
And he knows that he is responsible for all of those prisoners.
他知道他是管这个监狱的。
In fact, in that kind of Roman culture, if you were a jailer and your prisoner escaped, it would cost you your life.
在当时罗马的这个法律里面，就是说，你如果是那个狱卒，那你的囚犯逃跑了，你就要死。
And so he knows that the jailer doesn't even stop to think about it. When he sees the doors open, he automatically assumes that the prisoners are gone.
所以当他一醒，他看到监狱门都全开了，他就以为说所有的囚犯都逃跑了。
That would be just the most natural response. He's assuming, of course, as soon as the chains fell off and the door opened and all the prisoners had rushed out.
这个是很自然的反应。如果就是说监狱门都开了，锁链也开了，那肯定是那些囚犯都跑了。
And he knows that his life is over and that he's going to be killed. And so he takes out his sword and decides he'll just take his own life right then and there.
所以他就想着说他的生命已经到了终结了，他就那时候就想自杀。
And just as he's about to kill himself,
但就在他要自杀的时候，
there's a sound that comes from the prison from Paul.
保罗就大声叫了。
And Paul shouts out, "Don't harm yourself. We are all here."
保罗大声呼叫说，不要伤害自己，我们都在这。
It is hard to even imagine.
这真的是很难想象的。
That this prison full of hardened criminals, because Paul had been taken to the innermost part of the prison where the most dangerous prisoners would have been.
这个监狱是充满了很多就是锁满了囚犯，然后保罗是在内监里面的。
And here we find that the chains had fallen off of the prisoners, the doors had flown open, but the prisoners were still there.
但是呢，虽然门开了，锁链也没了，可是呢，锁链也开了，可是呢，那些囚犯还在那边。
I think that those prisoners were just mesmerized by the sound that had been coming up from Paul and Silas.
我想呢，那些囚犯是被这保罗和希拉的这些诗所感动。
I think they had been hearing so many other horrible sounds that when they heard the beauty of this praise and these hymns, I think something must have gripped those prisoners.
我想呢，他们本来在他们周遭的声音是那些很不好的声音，可是当他们突然间有这么美好的声音的时候，这紧紧地抓住了他们的心。
And when Paul cried out to the jailer, "Don't harm yourself, we're all here."
所以当保罗跟大声叫说不要伤害自己，我们都在这儿的时候，
The Bible says in verse 29, the jailer called for lights and he rushed in and he fell trembling before Paul and Silas.
在第二十九节就讲到，狱卒叫人拿灯来，就跳进去，战战兢兢的俯伏在保罗和希拉的面前。
And he took Paul and Silas outside the prison and said, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?"
三十节，他又领他们出来说，两位先生，我当怎样行才可以得救？
You see, what you have to remember about this jailer, that this is the same jailer who would have been responsible for having them beaten and as they came into the prison.
你看到这个狱卒当时是保罗和希拉被这么毒打，然后放到监里面，来看管他们的那个狱卒。
And people like this jailer who on a day-to-day basis, see all of this evil, sometimes their hearts become very, very hardened.
你知道说每天他都看到有这么一些人，所以他们的心是很硬的。
And Paul and Silas, they hadn't even had a chance to witness or to speak of God to this jailer.
保罗希拉他们那时候之前根本没有机会跟这个狱卒传福音。
But in the way that they responded to the situation that they were in, the jailer immediately knew there's something different about these men.
但是呢，当保罗跟希拉以不同的态度来回应他们的情况的时候，这个狱卒就被感动了。
And I think that there is a lesson for us to learn from Paul and Silas.
我想呢，我们可以从保罗和希拉身上学到一些东西。
Because as people watch our lives,
因为当人看，当周遭的人看我们过怎么样过生活的时候。
They're not just listening to hear what we say with our mouths.
他们不仅他们不是只是听我们讲什么。
But they are watching how we respond to the things that happen in our lives.
但是呢，他们看我们怎么样对待在我们周遭发生的事情。
They are watching what is our response when adversity and trouble come.
他们在看我们，就是说我们碰到困难的环境的时候，我们怎么样去对待
？What is our response when we are under pressure or under stress？
我们当我们在有压力的情况下，我们怎么样去回应
？What is our response when we receive bad news？
当我们听到坏消息的时候，我们怎么样去回应
？Sometimes the very response that we give。Is preaching a much bigger sermon than we could ever preach with our mouths.
有时候我们所做的实际上比我们所讲的更有能力。
So here, this jailer he brings Paul and Silas out because he knows something's different about them.
所以这个狱卒把保罗跟希拉从狱里面带出来，因为他知道他们是不一样的。
And he asked them.What do I have to do to be saved?
他问他们说，我怎样做才能得救？
Verse 31, they replied to him, If you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, you will be saved and your household.
三十一节讲到，他们说，当信主耶稣，你和你一家都必得救。
Verse 32, then they spoke the word to him.
三十二节，他们就把主的道讲给他和他全家的。
You see, it's only now that they are getting to actually to preach to them.
你看，到了现在，他们才有机会跟他们传讲神的道。
It was the response of their life that drew the jailer.
这是因为他们自己的行为让这个狱卒想来听。
Sorry. It was how they conducted themselves that opened up the door for them to give a witness and a testimony of the Lord Jesus Christ.
是因为他们的行为为主做了见证，所以呢，他们有这个机会去跟人传讲神的话。
First came their response and decision to praise God in the midst of trouble, and then later came the opportunity for them to expound on.What it means to serve the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以呢，实际上是他们在困难的情况下赞美神，然后呢，才给他们这个机会去侍奉神，传讲神的话语。
So Paul and Silas speak the word to the jailer and everyone in his house.
所以呢，保罗跟希拉就跟这个狱卒还有他们的一家传讲神的道。
And the Bible says in verse 33 that at that hour of the night, the jailer took them and washed their wounds, and immediately he and all of his family were baptized.
三十三节讲到，当夜就在那时候， 敬主把他们带去洗他们的伤，他和属他的人立即都受了洗。
You see, this even the jailer's life and his perspective changes after he gives his life to Christ.
你看，他这个狱卒，当他把他的生命给了神的时候，他就改变了。
These are the same wounds that Paul and Silas had when they were thrown into the jail.
保罗跟希拉到被下到监的时候，他们身上就有这个伤。
He's looking at the same beaten, bloody bodies that just a few hours ago hadn't affected him at all.
他现在洗的这个伤是当时几个小时之前他根本就漠不关心的。
In fact, this jailer had probably become immune to human suffering and to pay cries of pain.
他可能因为在他的工作环境底下，他对所有的这些受伤啊，或者说就是哀痛，他都没有任何的那个感觉了。
But when he saw the response in the life of these men, when he gave his life to Christ, he too changed.
但是我们看到，当他把生命交给神的时候，他的人生就改变了。
So here's that same jailer who had been keeping them in jail. He brings them out. He brings them to his house. He washes their wounds. He sets a meal before them, and they sit down and eat together.
所以呢，他这个狱卒，他把他们从监里面带出来，为他们洗了伤，然后呢，又为他们准备了饭菜，就他们就一起吃了。
And finally, the text in chapter 16 ends with Paul and Silas being released and going on to continue their ministry.
后面就讲到保罗跟希拉后来就被释放，然后继续传讲神的道。
But I want to challenge you this morning.
但是我想向大家发出一个挑战。
I want to challenge you with this example of Paul and Silas.
我今天早上要跟向大家用这个例子向大家挑战。
And I want to ask, how do you respond when you face adversity?
我要问要向你们挑战，当你们受在逆境的时候，你如何回应？
What kind of sound comes forth from your life when you're in the midst of troubling circumstances?
当你身处逆境的时候，你会发出什么样的声音呢？
Paul and Silas had a choice.
保罗跟希拉有个选择。
And they decided.
他们决定。
That they were going to continue to praise God and to honor God and to worship God.No matter where they were.
他们决定不管他们在什么时候，他们都要继续的赞美神，荣耀神，敬拜神。
And even though it was a damp, dark, cold prison cell where they sat bloody and bleeding, they decided we're going to sing and praise and give thanks to God.
即便当他们在那个又潮湿又黑暗又冷的内间里面，身上满了鞭伤，他们都决定，他们要唱诗赞美神。
And you and I have the ability to decide how we will respond.
你和我也有这样的能力来决定我们要如此的回应我们身受的逆境。
We have the ability to decide what kind of words will come forth from our mouth.When we are in trouble,
我们有这个能力要决定，当我们在困境的时候，我们要说什么样的话。
The Bible says, "In all things give thanks, for this is the will of God concerning you."
圣经里面说，凡事都要谢恩，因为这是神的旨意。
It doesn't mean that the trouble is the will of God, but the will of God is that you continue to give God thanks.
这不是说这话不是说神的旨意是要我要给我们这个不好的环境，而是神的旨意是要我们无论在何种情况下都赞美感谢他。
And if you do that, the people around you they would notice that's a different sound.
如果你这样子做的时候，那你周遭的人会发现，哇，那个是不一样的声音。
That's a different sound than the sound that's coming from the world.
这是跟世上发出的声音不一样的。
And it will give us opportunities to speak into people's lives at a later time.
这会给我们一个机会去改变其他人的生活，在后面改变其他人的生活。
It will open doors for us to give testimony and witness to Jesus Christ.
这会给我们一个机会来见证神，耶稣基督。
By how we respond.
我们可以用我们怎样去对付我们的逆境来见证神和耶稣基督。
There's a verse in the Bible that I just love.
圣经里面有一个经节我很喜爱。
And it says, let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord.
让我的心思意念在你眼中得到接受。
So let us go forth this morning with the determination.
让我们在今天早上就有这么一个决心。
That we will sound forth a new sound.
我们要发出一个新的声音。
And that no matter where we find ourselves in this life,
不管我们遭到什么发生在我们周遭发生什么样的情况，
that the sound of praise and hymns and prayers and singing to God will be heard from us.
我们都会发出唱诗赞美的声音。
And I believe that the world will take note.
我相信我们周遭的世界会发现。
Because that is so different from what they're currently hearing.
因为这跟他们现在所听的声音是非常的不一样。
And we see that in Paul's situation, not only did the world and the prisoners and the jailer take note of what had happened or what they were saying,
我们可以看到，就在保罗跟希拉的这个例子，不单是那些囚犯发现他们的声音不一样。
But heaven took note. God heard from heaven and sent an earthquake to shake that place.
神也听到了那个声音，而且呢，他就使地大震动。
So learn from Paul and Silas this morning.
所以让我们从保罗跟希拉的这个例子学到一些东西。
And sound forth a new sound.
然后呢，我们自己能够发出一个新的声音。
Amen.
阿们。
Let's pray.
让我们一起低头祷告。
Oh God, who is our God?
神啊，你是我们的神。
We come to you this morning.
我们来到你的跟前。
And we confess that there have been times that our response hasn't been what it should.
我们承认，我们有时候对我们周遭事情做出的回应不是我们应该做的。
Forgive us this morning.
求你原谅我们。
Forgive us for the times when our words and our deeds and our attitudes did not reflect you.
求你赦免，有时候我们的行为、我们的话语并没有见证你。
But we pray like the psalmist prayed in Psalms.
但是我们祈求你。
Create in us a clean heart, O God, and renew in us a right spirit.
求你给我们重造新的心，还有给我们一个清洁的心，重造我们的灵。
You told us in your word to let our light shine before men.
你叫我们让我们在世人之间发光。
That they would see our good works, but be pointed to you, our Father in heaven.
让世上的人能够看到，然后能够来归向你。
So please give us the strength of character.
求你给我们的力量，还有我们的品格。
And the anointing of your Holy Spirit.
求你用你的灵膏我们。
That we may raise our voices in praise and thanksgiving.
让我们能够高声地赞美你，感谢你。
No matter what we encounter.
不管我们周遭发生了什么事情。
Thank you for this reminder that we have from the scriptures this morning.
谢谢你靠着这个经节来提醒，借着这个经节提醒我们。
But even in difficult places,
即便在很困难的情况下，
if we would praise you,
如果我们赞美你，
both heaven and earth would be touched.
天地都会被感动。
And so now, our God,
所以现在神，
help all of these my brothers and sisters.
求你帮助我们这边所有的人，我们的兄弟姐妹。
Give them strength and courage.
求你给他们力量和勇气。
Give them faithfulness.
求你给他们信心。
Give them love and support.
求你给他们爱和帮助。
To keep on praising you no matter what.
好让他们能够继续的赞美你，不管在他们周遭发生什么事情。
I thank you now.
我感谢你。
Because we know that when we call upon you and cry out to you, you hear us.
因为当我知道当我们呼求你的时候，你就听见。
You hear our prayers.
你听见我们的祷告。
You hear the cries of our heart.
你听见我们的从心里发出的呼求。
And you will help us.
你会帮助我们。
Thank you in Jesus' name.
我们奉耶稣基督的名感谢你。